KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkin' Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In high school volleyball play last night, regional finals held in the two smaller classes last evening as teams trying to qualify for the state tournament. Not a lot of luck here in Southwest Iowa, though, last night. In Class 1A play, it was Janesville defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 3 games in a row. Also, Grandview Christian downing Stanton in 3 straight, and Galen Catholic defeating Fremont Mills in 3 straight in Class 1A. Also in Class 1A, Holy Trinity swept 3 from Moravia. Tripola took 3 in a row from Turkey Valley. Central Lyon beat Bishop Garrigan in 3 straight. New London downed Iowa Valley 3 games to 1, and it was Marquette Catholic over Don Bosco in 3 straight. In Class 2A, it was Unity Christian defeating Tri-Center 3 games to nothing. Also, South Central Calhoun downing Trainer 3 games to 1. Elsewhere, Dyke New Hartford beat Wapsie Valley in 3 straight. Grundy Center beat Lake Mills 3 in a row. Western Christian swept 3 from Okoboji. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont defeating Woodward Granger 3 straight. Sumner Fredericksburg a winner over Denver 3 games to 1. And West Branch beat Durant in 3 straight. So the pairings for the Class 1A state volleyball tournament all set now as well. All those matches in 1A and 2A will be held next Wednesday. Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic will face Lamar's Galen Catholic. Tripola plays New London. Central Lyon plays Marquette Catholic. And Janesville will face Grandview Christian. In 2A first round action next Wednesday, Unity Christian plays Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Dyke New Hartford will face West Branch. Western Christian battles South Central Calhoun. And Sumner Fredericksburg will play Grundy Center in first round action. In NFL news, Ray Rice completed the first day of his appeal hearing after spending about 9 hours Wednesday at the offices of former U.S. District Judge Barbara S. Jones in New York. A person familiar with the case told the Associated Press that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell testified for more than 2 hours to begin that hearing. The source said Goodell spent much of his testimony under cross-examination by Rice's attorneys. The hearing took place nearly 2 months after the former Pro Bowl running back was suspended indefinitely by the NFL and then released by the Baltimore Ravens. Rice was suspended indefinitely on September 8th for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy after a video of him hitting his then-fiancée was released publicly. Goodell originally had suspended the running back for 2 games. Rice is seeking immediate reinstatement. Well, the Buffalo Bills' new owners are committed to building a stadium, and they're also working to end the team's series of annual home games in Toronto. Terry Pegula said the construction of a stadium was something the NFL emphasized during the sale process. The one answer the Pegulas couldn't provide yet is a location, timeline, or how the costs will be split. As for playing games in Toronto, Terry and Kim Pegula are in talks with Rogers Communication to cancel the series that began in 2008. The Bills were scheduled to play 4 more regular season games in Toronto before the series was postponed in March for this season. A former Anheuser-Busch executive and a prominent lawyer have been tapped by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to consider options that will ensure the future of pro football in St. Louis. Nixon on Wednesday announced the appointment of former Anheuser-Busch President David Peacock and attorney Robert Blitz. They will analyze the stadium issue that is threatening to send the St. Louis Rams packing and present some options within 60 days. Peacock worked with the NFL on advertising and marketing while with Anheuser-Busch and is a Pro Football Hall of Fame advisory board member. Blitz was on the legal team that helped to bring the Rams from Los Angeles to St. Louis in 1995. The Rams say the taxpayer-funded Edward Jones Dome needs hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrades. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo has practiced for the first time since arriving in London, taking part in Thursday's drills. Romo, who missed last Sunday's 28-17 loss to the Arizona Cardinals with his third back injury in the last 18 months, arrived with the team on Tuesday but skipped Wednesday's practice. Dallas coach Jason Garrett says Romo is still not assured of starting on Sunday when the Cowboys play the Jacksonville Jaguars at Wembley Stadium. Garrett says he has to be functional. Romo has 2 fractures and 2 small bones in his back. The injury is unrelated to a herniated disc that he sustained last year and to off-season surgery to remove a cyst earlier in 2013. Elsewhere in the league, wide receiver Calvin Johnson is expected to return this week after missing the Detroit Lions' last 3 games with an ankle injury. Johnson is back to his normal practice routine and will play Sunday when the Lions host the Miami Dolphins. The Lions won all 3 games that Johnson missed, but they haven't gained more than 400 yards since their victory over the New York Giants in Week 1. A person familiar with the diagnosis tells the Associated Press that Buffalo Bills rookie receiver Sammy Watkins will be ready to play against Kansas City this weekend, despite hurting his groin during Wednesday's practice. Head coach Doug Marrone provided few details, except to say that Watkins didn't finish practice. Marrone said it was too early to determine the severity of that injury. A lawyer for the University of Miami's former pitching coach says Alex Rodriguez admitted to federal investigators that he used steroids. Attorney Frank Quintero Jr. represents Lazaro Collazo in his defense of charges of conspiracy to distribute performance-enhancing drugs. Quintero has told the Associated Press that the New York Yankees third baseman confessed to steroids use, according to Drug Enforcement Administration documents provided by the government to lawyers in the case. Rodriguez has denied using steroids supplied by the Coral Gables Clinic Biogenesis of America and its owner, Anthony Bosch. The Miami Herald first reported Rodriguez admitted the steroids use in a January interview with DEA agents and prosecutors. A spokesman for Rodriguez didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comments. And the boss is ponying up for his crew. Hendrick Motorsports will pay the $185,000 in fines levied against six crew members for their role in a post-race fight at Texas between Jeff Gordon and Brad Keselowski. NASCAR fined and suspended four Hendrick team members on Tuesday for Sunday's fracas. Hendrick Motorsports general manager Doug Durkart said on SiriusXM that the organization would cover all of those fees. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.